Randy Heckman. He's running for United States Senator. He wants to run against Debbie Stabenow. He's on the other end of our line. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. I'll bet Lansing is celebrating today.
Yes, well, we're very geeked up here, and Randy's speaking of the 33-30 triple overtime victory MSU had over Georgia, but yeah. Who needs specifics, right, Randy?
That was great. That was awesome.
Well, let's before we talk about your specific campaign, just want to get your take. It's the Iowa caucus today.
Yeah.
What do you expect to see over there today?
I think Rick Santorum's going to surprise people. He's been kind of in the back, and he's been surging in the last bit, and I think he's going to do pretty well today.
Who else do you think will have a good showing there?
I think Mitt Romney's going to do pretty well. And you know, who else is in there? But I think Ron Paul's going to do probably well. I don't know why exactly, to be very blunt, but he seems to have a draw.
Now that sounds like a shot.
I just don't get him. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm conservative, but he just goes over the edge to me, and especially his foreign policy stuff. I don't get it. I think Iran is a major threat, and I think, I mean, they're rattling their sabers today. They say keep our aircraft carriers out of the Gulf, and I'm telling you, they are up to no good, and we need to acknowledge that fact.
Have you endorsed a candidate for president?
No, and I'm not going to do it.
At all?
Well, after it's decided, I certainly will, but I don't intend to do that, no.
Why?
It's just why? I mean, why pick a fight that you know I'm not in? I can't control. I got to stick to my own knitting right now.
All right. Well, let's talk to the fight that you can pick, and it looks like the top candidate, if you look at some of the polls right now, is Pete Hoekstra.
Right.
Talk about that fight.
No, that's for real. Pete's a friend of ours, as is Clark Durant. Most recent MERS poll, in fact, last couple months, December and November, has me in second place, a distant second, albeit, you know, I got one was 14%, the other 10% versus the excess of 80% for Pete Hoekstra. But, you know, we've got August is our goal as far as timing. We've climbed from 0 to 10+%, and we continue to get our message out, talk to people, meet people. We're having a good time traveling the state, and we expect to prevail at the end of the day.
What are the differences between you, Mr. Durant, and Mr. Hoekstra?
Well, I have a number of unique qualities. My background certainly has been involved in running organizations. I'm a former judge. I ran for judge at age 27 here in Kent County, Grand Rapids area, because I wanted to change juvenile court. I surprised everyone, including myself, by winning and then making some of those changes that needed to be made. And, again, both Pete and Clark, you know, I've worked in complex organizations like myself. Pete, of course, has been in Congress, which has been, it was an advantage to him, but it's also a disadvantage. I think people are looking, they understand that we need change, and we bring that. We bring a heart that wants to see our federal government reduced and more responsive to the needs of our people. We've got to cut the debt immediately, or we are heading to a major catastrophe as a country. As we look across the ocean to Europe, we can see what is in our future if we don't make those changes pretty soon. I also bring what, you know, recently we talked about into the news about this energy area. I've actually spent some years in the last 14 years, doing actual research and consulting in a nuclear energy area. I'm a graduate of MIT, and well, the area is called Low Energy Nuclear Reactions, LENR, and really a promising area. It doesn't emit radiation. It promises to really give us inexpensive, virtually limitless energy for the future.
What are you going to do different when it comes to jobs and creation of jobs than our current Senator Debbie Stabenow?
Well, the biggest, most important thing is to get government reduced so it doesn't suck up all the resources. So so that and reduce the tax rate for businesses so they can in fact grow. We have to give predictability and certainty to the tax structure, the regulation structure that's killing jobs. Debbie likes more and more government, more and more intrusive government into businesses, and that's just killing the prospect of jobs. That needs to be turned around now.
Well, before I knew you were coming on the program, I just Googled Debbie Stabenow. All these reports came up about all this money that she's brought back to Michigan for grants for cities and to help create jobs and fix our roads. And why in the world would we want to replace Debbie?
I'm sorry for responding with a laugh, but she's been there for 12 years, and then before that she was in Congress. And if you're happy with the way things are now, just keep going, because as they say, the past is prologue. You like what you have, let's go for more of it. But I'm telling you, we need change, real change, not just talk, not just waving your hands, not just taking this, quote, free money from the federal government. 42 cents of every dollar is borrowed. I mean, we need to cut it back. Government has taken far too much out of our lives. We need to get jobs are created by people. They're not created by government. And as soon as people realize that, we're going to start seeing our economy turn around again.
All right, Randy, before we let you go, people are wondering about jobs. We need jobs here in the state, and you've talked about business. What else can be done to help create jobs? There just seems to be so much bickering, especially in Congress, in the Senate. The Democrats are running the show. There's the D's against the R's.
Right.
We need someone to come in there and show some unity in leadership.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely true. And it doesn't matter if you're a D or an R. We're all Americans. And we desperately need to... We need to work together. Again, if there are those that just say, no, it's all about us and all about power and so on, then they need to be called out. But I'm convinced that there are Democrats, there's Republicans, there's independents that just say, look, we all have a stake in this. We're all in this Titanic together, and we're heading to an iceberg. And can we just please agree that we're going to make some changes? And again, there's going to have to be give and take on all sides. There's no perfection in this life, but we can do so much better. But again, the key is to unleash the power of people. The strength of a nation does not flow down from Washington, D.C., or from Lansing, for that matter. It flows up from the character and diligence and creativity of a free people. That's what's made America great. And that's what we got to turn around again. We got to give people a sense of hope and hopefulness and encouragement to use the their God-given resources, both human and fiscal, in money, capital, to put it to work. Let's quit thinking that life is over. We got to build for the future for our kids and our grandkids, and we can do it. We got to do it together.
Well, Randy Heckman is running for United States Senator. Randy, we'll be talking with you throughout the campaign. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Tony, it's always a pleasure. You have a great day.